Peter, why don't you say something about what happened in 1948?
What happened?
When you went out to see Baba, and then you got stuck in Bombay, isn't that right? For 2 months? In 1948.
Was that his gym? When I went with Jim.
When you went with Jim, yes. But,
I don't know that that's very interesting. Jim and I went out thinking we were going to be with Baba for about 6 months. And when we arrived in Bombay, we were told that we'd have to stay at Merge's house for several weeks because the centre, Meharazad, was not ready. And, I was in a fever of impatience. I thought we only have this short time. And Baba, this was a test from Baba. See, we have to accept that. Then, after 3 weeks, we were sent back to the house on the to Mehrabad. And we stayed. Then eventually, when we were ready, Baba called us. And we were there for the opening of Mehrabad. And that was a beautiful opening. That means make her free. The other is mastery servitude, and Meharazad is made of three. At least I've been told that.
I've been reading Evelyn Underhill's book called Mysticism, a study of...
Evelyn Underhill.
Evelyn.
Evelyn,
excuse me.
Well, it doesn't matter. But she's a real mystic. She's done lots of beautiful translations.
Do you know her?
Of course. I don't know her, but I've read her books. In fact, she did the translation of that book that I told you, Jacopone da Todi.
Oh, yeah. That's another question I'd like to ask you, what she's like, but this is a difficult question. The subtitle of that book is a psychological study of development of the mystical consciousness. And I was hoping that you could say something about the changes that went on within yourself during the years that you were with Baba, that you would find different kinds of thoughts bubbling up as the years went by, perhaps some of the things that you had been troubled by initially got dissipated by Baba.
Well, when I first met Baba, I had rather austere ideas about spirituality. In fact, I really at one time thought I might like to be a nun. And although I was connected with a theatre, but Baba knocked that on the head by making me meet him in the theatre. Yes, this is true. That was quite a shock because I visualised myself meeting Baba all alone and looking up and sort of bowing my head and crying. And the discipline I had to have there, and then I realized that a master, and that's the avatar, is in everybody and everything, and there's no place where he is not. Now, how it changed me, I didn't really like people very much, and then I suddenly came to like people more and more. I've had no contact with young people ever, really, apart from growing up with my old family and a few nieces and nephews. And when the first young people came in 1967, they were, what shall I say, the hippie type. And I found I loved them. I found I was a gypsy myself. And I wasn't shocked when they told me at that time they were all taking drugs. In fact, one of them who sat next to me had been a heroin addict. She had stopped before she heard about Baba. And I immediately felt in complete rapport with her. And she and her husband did a wonderful work for Baba. They came to live in Richmond. They had an open house. They helped me by bringing more and more people. And also they brought Peter Townsend to see me. So I really found that I like people, which I didn't before. Oh, that was just one thing.
Sheila, do you feel Baba's presence, the intensity of Baba's presence, vary like from day to day or week to week? Or is there a constant feeling that he's always with you? That
no, I think it varies a lot. I know Baba's there all the time. There's nothing but Baba. But sometimes I am more conscious of Baba. It's as if he sort of builds up. Not when you try. Sometimes when you least expect, just a few people who are in harmony, it happens. But if you try, it often doesn't. He's there, but it's as if you close yourself. I don't know if I'm making sense of saying it this way. I think the more you try sometimes, the less you can bring Baba's presence. At Myrtle Beach, of course, you feel him all the time because there is and in India. But even there, it varies.
So the conviction is always there.
I just feel all the time that Baba is in me and through me and all around me. But I don't always feel a consciousness of Baba's sort of enveloping presence. Baba said, where two or three are gathered together in my name, there am I in the midst of them.
If there's one quality that you think that Baba would like us to develop more than any other, what would it be in the years which are to come, particularly, thinking of the troubles that are bound to come?
To love. What else is there?